This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
In right where you are today, whatever you're doing. Glad to have you along. This is Scott Hennon. Todd Mitchell's here. Kevin Flynn is here. Daniel answering the phone. We got our ace producer, Chris Larson, manning the keyboard, ready to track down any guest we need. I tell you what a crew, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the program. You can call us at 800-228-0550. You can text me at 701-367-2054. You can also text Todd at 701-226-8503. All right. One thing I want to get out of the way, and I don't want to mention it anymore. I'll never tell a caller what to say. If you want to call about it, that's fine. But this is the last thing I'm going to say about it. All right? The topic is the rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma. The rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma went off about as well as all of Trump's rallies go, with the exception of some people were not able to get into the building, and some people who had tickets chose to not go down because of the threats. All of that's by design. All of that is by design. No question about it. The media wanted that. And President Trump has said that from the beginning. He said it about Fargo. He said it to Kevin Cramer. Now, you say we can fill the Fargo Dome. Are you sure we can fill the Fargo Dome? It's a big building. What did Elton John put in, like 26,000 people there or something? It was 23. That's your first assignment of the day, Chris Larson. What is the record for single event in the Fargo Dome? I believe it's Elton John.
I think it is, too.
And I think it's around 23,000. It may be 26. I don't know, but I'd like to know the number.
26. It was north of 26.
So the president said, now, if there's one seat, Kevin, if there's one seat empty, guess what the media is going to do? They're going to focus on the one seat, and they're going to say, see, Donald Trump couldn't fill the Fargo Dome.
That's right. They would.
So Kevin said, sir, I assure you it'll happen. Good, we're going to do it there. And, of course, advanced staff got here and said, oh, this, that, oh, this, that, we don't have enough staff. And all kinds of excuses. And so most of the advanced staff people, they want the smallest venue possible. Because all they care about is TV. It's a stage for them. It does not matter how many people are there, see? So that's all they care about. So they picked the Shields Arena. It was fine. It was fine. It was packed in there. But there were way more people outside than inside. And way more people that wanted tickets that couldn't get in. That's the unfortunate part. And so when the president landed, he found out about all the people that were out, you know, in the parking lot and how long they'd been standing in line. He said, I thought we were going to do the Fargo Dome. Oh, no, sir, we do. I said the Fargo Dome! So anyway, next time I'm convinced he's going to do the Fargo Dome because we'll have to get a lot of Minnesotans in there as well when he comes to visit us because of that last little episode. But my point is the president wants people in the seats. That's his thing. And he knows exactly what the media is going to do, and it's what they did in Oklahoma. Here's the big question. Is it indicative of support for the president? Absolutely not. There are like 800,000 plus requests for tickets. They've never seen anything like it before. But really, in the end, who cares? That's so small. Oh, were there people in? Were there people out? There were people that were blocked from getting into the entrances because the police had to take on thugs that were trying to block entrances. So that's why it's happened. The point is, every time we're talking about it, we're doing the bidding of the loony left. Literally, folks, when they're celebrating the fact that they could send in thugs and scare enough people to not go in, you know, to an arena to hear the President of the United States, when that's their victory, they've lost. Can I give you one other one, and then I'll be done about this? Joe Biden outraises Trump by $6 million in May. Kevin, did you hear that?
I did not hear that. It's over.
So Biden outraised Trump by more than $6 million in May. Get out the checking account balance of Donald Trump's campaign and of Joe Biden's campaign, okay? Can you do that?
Mm-hmm.
One of them has $100 million more than the other one. And they're talking about $6 million in May. This is how they roll, folks. You've got to ignore all this crap. It's 100% garbage. They're consumed in their hate with Donald Trump. They're going to do everything in their power to prop up Sleepy Joe and say this is happening and that's happening. Don't let it rob your joy. Okay? Don't let it rob your joy. I wouldn't even bother defending it. Just let them think that's what happened. Just let them think that's what happened. Really, I believe that. I don't even, because it's not worth it. I have very little patience for it because it's so obvious what they're doing and what's happening. I'd much rather focus on things we can change. What are they? What can we change? Can we stop America from socialism? Who are we going to elect to lead us? Someone that will veer us towards socialism, someone that will reinforce the American idea. Dinesh D'Souza is going to be here at the bottom of the hour. He has a book called United States of Socialism. Who's behind it? Why it's evil? How to stop it? Look forward to that conversation. Now, Chris Larson is saying George Strait has the record. March 7th, 1997. 26,406.
It could be. I know it's over 26,000.
But was that a single day?
Yep, single event.
I swear Elton John had it.
Yeah, he did. He did before that.
Was that the deal? It was before George Strait?
Before that, yep. Yep.
So George Strait knocked off, boy, I love George Strait.
It was right in that same era, late 90s, when they had a bus. Stones came and...
Can we have a little George... George Strait bumper music today?
Absolutely.
Wouldn't that be okay?
No problem.
New York City wants to remove a statue of Roosevelt. Have you heard about this?
Of course they do.
And it's not because they believe Roosevelt is racist, although there are some things, I guess, that they could play that game with him. But I guess he's too much of a favorite son in New York for them to accuse him of being racist. But they're saying this statue is racist. So that's why they're going to get rid of it. Do you know why the statue is racist? The statue is racist because... Teddy Roosevelt is on a horse. Okay?
Wait, what?
He's on a horse. All right, I'm not done yet. Did you think that was all of it?
Okay, wait a minute. Well, we got to go back to how an inanimate object can be racist.
I understand.
But okay, so the horse makes... Please explain.
So he is on a horse, but on his side, standing... below him, because he's on a horse, right? So if he's on a horse and there's two people on each side of the horse, they're going to be below him, correct? Follow me so far? It's a beautiful statue.
Yep.
So Teddy Roosevelt's on this horse. Beautiful horse, beautiful Teddy Roosevelt. On his side, below him, because they're standing alongside the horse, is a Native American and a black man. But don't you know that is hierarchical, or whatever that did. Well, I can't even say the word.
They're subservient.
Yeah, they're subservient to him.
The man because of the horse.
They're below him.
Oh, I'm looking at a picture of it here. Okay.
Do you think that's bad? I think it's beautiful. And I don't know, they're probably walking them through some water or something. I don't know the context of the scene, but it's racist. It's going down. They're taking it down.
Yep.
It's got to go.
Got to go.
66666 stuff. Anybody put that in a statue? Can't even believe it.
It's New York, man.
Oh, and the Roosevelt family is in favor of it, I guess. So they're okay with it. You know, you give the mob an inch, and you know what's going to happen.
Yep.
If you're after Cal Griffith for one speech in Waseca, Minnesota, 1978, you wait. You wait, folks. Anyway, those are my highlights from the weekend, other than the meringue rhubarb dessert that I had.
Ooh.
I'd like an IV of it, actually. It'd be a lot easier just to...
There you go.
It's
funny you mentioned that. We had a strawberry rhubarb pie from the Amish store that was just fantastic.
Oh, rhubarb is just...
My wife's favorite.
Rhubarb is just... It owns me. My brother-in-law made it, actually, and he made it because his dad made it, my father-in-law. It was his thing. He didn't necessarily make it, but, my mother-in-law, Agnes, she would make it for Jerry, rest his soul. And so on Father's Day and on the birthday. So he made it a little special. And I'm telling you, he sent us home with someone. It's a very, very large distraction, the fact that this is in my fridge right now. Anyway, hope you had a great Father's Day. I really do. Those are special. If you still have your dad, you got to have him, keep him close. Give him a hug. Talk to him often. If you don't, you can just relive some of those memories. Some of those memories, you know? Relive that. I put up a photo of my dad in the radio studio. Todd, did you like that?
I saw that. That was great.
The turntables, the mic that looked like something Johnny Carson had on his, his
set. So what year was that again?
I'm guessing that was KLOH and Pipestone, which would have made it about 1964.
Oh, wow. We were born.
Yeah. It could have been Beloit, Wisconsin. That was in 72, but, or in 62. But I think it was KLOH and Pipestone. Anyway, my dad, he gave me the gift of gab, right? The old radio deal. 16 past the hour, our man Leon wants to weigh in. Hang on for the wisdom coming at you. Jason in Jamestown, too, as we continue on What's On Your Mind.
Everybody knows two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ram Jack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to RamJackNorth.com. That's RamJackNorth.com.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins and Kronk Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins and Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times, as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today. 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
George Strait to me.
Doesn't sound like who?
Doesn't sound like George Strait.
It's going to be George Strait bumper music. He didn't say George Strait was coming next. He said we were going to have to have some George Strait music.
I'm a cutie right now.
Jesus, all.
He's coming.
We got lots going on here, man. Okay, I'm a cutie right now.
Fox News is starting to make me crazy. Now their new Fox News poll, 57% of voters under age 30 would vote for Joe Biden. Only 20 for... Now, do you think that's true, by the way? First of all, I think it may be true in California. I think it may be true in Connecticut. New York.
Well, and who got polled and how many were polled?
Well, I don't like polls of the United States when it pertains to a presidential race because it doesn't matter.
Well, I think it's hilarious when you see a national poll that, you know, people get squeamish about a North Dakota poll where only 1,000 were surveyed, and yet a national poll where only 6,000 are surveyed is adequate? No.
Yeah, there's games that are played there, but more importantly to me is, okay, if you're doing Ohio and Florida and Michigan and Minnesota, and you're doing some key states that are going to decide it, that's some data worth considering. Doesn't mean a whole lot in June. And if there's that much of a disparity with those under 30, that's disappointing. I would bet 10% of them vote. You know, they talk big, but not to mention it doesn't represent North Dakota. Doesn't represent South Dakota. What do you think that is, 80-20? I don't know. You tell me. What's for lunch today? Much more pleasant topic, because I'm sort of hungry. If you haven't noticed, I've been dreaming about dessert. I see Malcolm Altman called me during the break. He's the pie guy from Hometown Pies, Devil's Lake. They make a mean strawberry rhubarb pie. That's not mean at all. It's just unbelievable. But what's for lunch today? PetroServe USA. Let me just tell you. Sausage potato. That's worth a drive to Harwood. I-29 exit just north of Fargo. The sausage potato today, PetroServe USA. Tater tot hot dish. Fargo, 12th Avenue North location. Salisbury steak. See what I'm talking about? West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Man, is that good. And if you're at the Valley City today, exit 292 east or westbound, roll in there. Beef tips and gravy, scalloped potatoes and ham. All of these lunch specials come with two sides and a bun. Every PetroServe USA has great home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Tell them Scott sent you. PetroServe USA. Okay, we're going to do George Strait?
We are. I'm all queued up, ready to go next break. Leon's
on
next
right
break.
Now. Okay, all right. Leon, you're up on What's on Your Mind.
Going
take it away.
Smaller events, wearing a mask. Practicing social distancing.
Leon wants us to wear a mask and practice social distancing, and he clearly got kicked in a very sensitive place over the weekend.
Billy Joel a moment ago, so you never know.
Sorry, Leon. What's up?
Oh, hey. Am I on?
You are.
Okay. I noticed that Scott was doing a weekend wrap-up, a roundup. I just wanted folks out there to understand that and the black lives that really matter or should matter. In Chicago, this weekend, over the weekend, they saw their highest number of shooting victims in a single weekend this weekend. There was 102 people shot across the city from Friday evening to this morning. 14 of them fatally. 5 of them were minors. 1 was a 3-year-old baby girl. Think about that. In Chicago, this year alone, 1,400 people have been shot. That's 400 more than last year. Now, everyone is talking about, you know, Black Lives Matter and the fact that cops are shooting black guys. There have been 9 black, black men shot by white officers. 12 if you stretch that out this year. But in one city, in Chicago, that's run by liberal blacks, actually, it's more like the village people with an Autobot thrown in, all run by those intersectional people. In that city alone this year, 1,400 people shot. Think about that when the next time you are being chastised for being white and not caring about black lives. Think about that.
Leon, listen to this one second. This is somebody that is active in the anti-crime community in Chicago. I forget his last name. It's Tyrone. But listen to this guy. I want to get your impressions of what he says here.
Where's the outrage? Where's the outrage for this three-year-old that was killed? The same type of outrage when George Floyd was killed by the police in Minneapolis. There should be 30, 40, 50,000 people on the streets right now shutting down the black community until we get it right. Mm. We black men need to shut down the black community until we get it right.
Is he right?
Oh, God, he is spot on. Scott, when I heard about that three-year-old, I'm not kidding. I hit my knees, I cried, and I prayed for the soul of that little three-year-old. It hurts my heart, man. And even right now, I'm tearing up. But the fact of the matter is, he is spot on. Until we get our crap together, all of this BLM nonsense needs to stop. When David Dorn was shot by that idiot thug, this veteran of law enforcement, captain, all-around great guy, shot, murdered senselessly. There should have been 50,000 to a million people protesting that, and we get nothing. We are being played. We are being hoodwinked. And just the fact that I'm on your airwaves saying this makes me a coon. Actually, someone that Steve Hallstrom and Chris Berg both had on their program, who is an abject bigot, called me a coon this weekend. Wow. He's a racist. He's a bigot. And we give these idiots a platform when the three-year-old is shot in Chicago and these idiots don't say a word about it. That guy is spot on. As an African-American man, it hurts my heart. It makes me, it enrages me that we are being used in such a fashion by these liberals to exact a strategy to get Trump out. And they don't care. They don't care how many black folks are actually dying in hoods across America. All they need is a platform so they can stick their toe in there and direct us to where they want us to be. It's a doggone shame.
Yeah, the goal of Black Lives Matter, according to the co-founder, by the way, is to get Trump out of office. That's their deal. They don't care about black three-year-olds being murdered in Chicago. They care about Donald Trump. They hate Donald Trump. They're just a political arm, and it's ridiculous. And if they wanted to even sort of get us off the scent of that trail, they might actually be outraged about what happened this weekend in Chicago, but they're not.
Right.
You're exactly right, Leon. God bless you, my man. Appreciate you calling, and as always, you bring it. There's nobody like Leon. We appreciate it. Jason in Jamestown wanted to weigh in on BLM, too. Go ahead.
Yeah, Scott, they're listening Friday to your program. I don't know if I'm allowed to say it, but it was in the afternoon, and they had a Black Lives Matter girl on there. She's the head of it, and she was doing a conference or talk. And Black Lives Matter has nothing but to push Marxism. They are totally... If it's not Marxism, that's what they're pushing is Marxism, but they use racism. They'll use the environment, whatever it takes to get these people behind them. They could care less about America. They have one agenda and one agenda only, and it's Marxism, and to push that completely and totally to tear America down within. And they'll do whatever it takes to tear it down.
Well said. Well said, sir. It is a... It's a brand with an objective that's very different than what their brand claims. Just be very aware. Thanks, Jason. So it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right? Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research out about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, what a perfect summer to own your very own splash super pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer with a splash pool. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
U.S. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A former U.S. diplomat who served as President Trump's national security advisor for a while has a controversial book coming out tomorrow, and it seems lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are not happy about it.
John Bolton lacks credibility.
That's Trump campaign senior advisor Mercedes Schlapp on John Bolton.
John Bolton is disgruntled because of the fact that President Trump did not follow his direction.
Democrats are angry that Bolton makes accusations against the president in the book that he should have voiced at the impeachment hearings, but refused to do so.
John Bolton has demonstrated, and I think to the length and degree that he indicts Donald Trump, he also indicts himself for cowardice and for greed.
That's California Congressman Democrat Adam Schiff. He spoke on NBC's Meet the Press. Schlapp spoke on Fox News Sunday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Started way back in third grade. I used to sit beside him in Lou Hayes. A pink dress, a matching bow, and her ponytail. She kissed me on the school bus, but told me not to tell. Next day I chased around the playground.
Might be the best voice in country music. Just overall solid, smooth. Wouldn't you say?
A troubadour to the core.
George Strait, yeah. He's kind of the, I don't know what he is.
Do you love me?
The godfather of country. Good stuff.
They call him the king.
That's right. And supposedly he has the record in the Fargo Dome now. We've had conflicting information whether it was Elton John, whether it was George Strait.
Elton John had it. George Strait beat it.
That's what we found out, yeah.
Because of the stage configuration, they could add a few more seats.
And President Trump has it in his sights.
There you go.
Exactly right. Yeah, and we won't put up with any thug, you know, sort of intimidation like they did down in Tulsa. I brought it up. Said I wasn't going to bring it up, but I did. MyPillow is one of the fine sponsors of this program, and guess what I just found out? The good folks at MyPillow have got the towels back. The towels are back. That's right, at MyPillow right now. So they've been selling out. That's a good problem if you're Michael Lindell, the founder of MyPillow. Really something, those towels. Because they actually dry you off. That's the amazing thing about towels. Towels that work. Towels that are designed to do that. They also have beach towels and beach blankets now. So they're ready for summer. All of it up to 50% off when you use the promo code SCOTT. If you don't have the MyPillow pillow, get it. MyPillow masks, $59.99 for a 20-pack right now. And, of course, the book. We're going to see Mike Lindell next week down in Rapid City. He's doing a little event for us on Friday. What's the second? It's July 3rd that he's doing the event.
That's a Friday.
That Friday, okay. Yep. I'm just checking to make
sure.
That's a week
from this Friday.
It's a week from Friday.
Yeah.
Yep, exactly right. And that'll be at Main Street Square in Rapid City. And then, of course, the president will be at Mount Rushmore for the fireworks later that evening. Don Jr.'s in town. Whole family's going to be in town, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
You're heading out?
And Mike, I'll be there. Yep, awesome. Absolutely. 800. Want to give him a call? 800-506-9028. Or go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code SCOTT. All right. Our next guest is one of this nation's great thinkers. Guy has been the target of more incredible attacks just because he's not afraid to say what needs to be said and wake up America. The book is called United States of Socialism. This is a new book. Who's behind it? Why it's evil? How to stop it? Dinesh D'Souza back with us on What's on Your Mind. Filmmaker, author, and great thinker. Hello, Dinesh. How are you?
Hey, I'm good, thanks. Looking forward to it.
So let's start with the very basics. How much of what's going on today, for instance, Black Lives Matter, claiming to be about Black Lives, but only when it's anti-cop are they worried about Black Lives. Chicago this weekend, they're AWOL, right? Just the things they pull, or what we saw play out in Tulsa. How much of this noise, if you will, if this anti-Trump push, anti-cop push, is about wanting America to be the United States of Socialism?
I would say roughly all of it. And, you know, when the George Floyd killing occurred, if you looked at social media or the media, you would see there was a unanimity of condemnation from the right to the left, Republicans, Democrats. So this was a kind of an opportunity of national reconciliation of people saying, look, here's something we can agree on. We don't want bad cops. Let's look for good cops. But no, the left realized that's not going to work. We don't really want racial unity. We want to use the issue as a wedge to achieve a much larger goal. And so they took a larger narrative, much of it having nothing to do with George Floyd. You know, America's racist, capitalism is imbued with white supremacy. It's been that way since 1776. We got to go knock down the George Washington and Abraham Lincoln statues. So they took this sort of controversial narrative and stuck it on top of George Floyd. And then they went around saying, if you don't agree with this narrative, if you don't take a knee and submit to it, then you're against George Floyd. You're a bigot. You don't believe in racial justice. So you can see what's going on here is an effort to use race to achieve goals that Marx thought could be achieved through class warfare. Marx was a believer in the rich against the poor, but the left today divides society. It's not just the rich and the poor. It's black against white, male against female, straight against gay, you know, even legal against illegal. So the politics of division is the essence of how the left expects and hopes to get to socialism.
I used to naively, I guess now I would call myself, think that, you know, there's no way. I mean, if it ever became a legitimate, serious push towards socialism, enough of America would push back about that, we wouldn't have to worry. I have to tell you, the reason I came to believe that was a naive viewpoint on my part was part of what happened with COVID. I mean, it felt like some kind of trial run in retrospect. You know, you must stay in your home. You must shut down your business. You must wear a mask. You must do this. And sheeple just went along with it. There's very, very little pushback. A couple places they challenged it constitutionally, but there was very little pushback. Why would we be that quick to conform given the history of socialism?
Because I don't think most Americans want socialism, and the left actually knows that. This is, by the way, why they didn't go for the guy who's undoubtedly their most popular candidate, Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders is explicit socialism, you know, is honeymooning in Moscow and praising bread lines, and next he'll be, you know, praising the gulag. This is too much. So the left decided, let's pick this sort of, you know, creeping socialist Biden, who is sort of a little comatose, but will allow the left to turn him into a puppet and bring in the right ventriloquist and sort of more gradually achieve what the American people can slowly become accustomed to. Now, the key thing to coronavirus and COVID was the politics of fear. The left has realized all the way going back to FDR that when people are fearful, they will do things. You can get away with things that you couldn't do otherwise. And so think of it. Since the 70s, the left has been trying to, you know, the world is running out of food. In the 80s, it was nuclear apocalypse. In the 90s, the ozone layer was dissipating. For the last 20 years, we've been hearing about climate change and then the virus. So it's all an effort to create a stampede, get people to be paralyzed by fear and agree to things that they would not do if they were in a calm, deliberative frame of mind.
By the way, you said Joe Biden was a little comatose. I want to play this for you and then see if you want to revise that.
You know, the rapidly rising
Would you care to revise a little comatose? Maybe it's...
Well, you know, John Locke, the philosopher, spoke of the mind as a tabula rasa, a blank slate. I think he meant that's how the mind is when we are first born. But that appears to be a pretty good description of Biden's mind now.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by go. You know the thing.
The thing. He doesn't know the thing very well. It worries me.
The thing. Yes. Well,
it's only the Constitution of the United States.
Despite all this, incoherence, important to realize that Biden represents the deep vein of corruption that has defined the Democratic Party in the last several, certainly in the last decade or so, because all these guys, the Clintons, Obama, Al Gore, Biden, all of them have gone from like $0 to $50 million plus, and all of it on a government salary. So these guys have figured out a way, dumb as they may be, to enrich themselves using their public position and their public access.
United States of Socialism is the book. Who's behind it? Who is, is this a brand like Black Lives Matter? Is this a, somebody saying we've got to get the United States to be socialism? Who are the people we need to know that are behind it?
Well, we could stop socialism pretty easily if this was simply a fight between Republicans and Democrats, but it's important to realize that the Democrats have some powerful allies. They have the deep state or the police agencies of government, which have been corrupted at the top. They have the media, they have academia, they have Hollywood. So these are some of the big megaphones of our culture, and they're able to blare out information, misinformation to people without us being able to effectively counter it. So yes, the socialist camp is not just the economic socialists or even the socialists in Congress. It also has to do with a cultural push for socialism. Some of these socialists care more about abortion than the minimum wage. They care more about the transgender bathroom than they do about universal basic income. So we can't understand socialism narrowly as just a set of, free entitlements. We have to understand it also as an effort to transform our culture and our values.
Oh, man. So is there threads you can pull when you talk about, what you just described is a powerful alliance, right? I mean, police agencies and media and academia and Hollywood and as you say, not as simple as saying Republicans versus Democrats. That's a large group of people pulling that way, indoctrinating, new generations of Americans as they grow of age. How do you take that on?
Well, some of these problems are more long-term. I mean, for example, it's really difficult to take back 300 universities. The media and Hollywood are the way they are. We obviously have to build alternate institutions to transmit information much more widely than we do now. But I think we can certainly crack down on the deep state, and we can certainly crack down on these paramilitary gangs on the street. I mean, they are just knocking down these monuments with impunity. And we're not just talking about Confederate monuments. So what are they doing? I mean, they're really trampling on human hearts, because if you love the American flag, you love Washington, you love Lincoln, these are people ultimately desecrating these figures before our eyes. And so I think a lot of conservatives and Republicans are just sitting kind of stunned and trying to figure out how to respond to this kind of lawless gangsterism that now operates with the apparent sanction of the Democratic Party.
I agree with you. And I think they know it's wrong. We know it's wrong. And it frustrates the living daylights out of you screaming at your television. But really, we need to do more than that, right? What do we need to do?
Well, first of all, there's no reason to allow lawlessness on the streets. Now, a lot of this is happening in Democratic precincts, and so the local mayor, sometimes even the local governor, is looking the other way. That's certainly the case in Seattle, where, a bunch of these thugs have set up this literally like Lord of the Flies setup, where they are operating like a kind of teenage gang. You have to show your credentials and sway your revolutionary loyalty. People get, stabbed and shot without really any police force. They actually occupy the police precinct, and the mayor asked the police to withdraw. So this is a little bit of madness that has come to America. In fact, it shows us in miniature what socialist America would look like on a much larger scale.
Think about this, folks. Hold that thought, if you would. Dinesh, we're going to take a quick break, come back with more. If you have a question or comment for Dinesh D'Souza, author of United States of Socialism. who's behind it, why it's evil, how to stop it. We need to talk about why it's evil in a little more detail, even though we know when we come back.
Cuyahoga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Cuyahoga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Cuyahoga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Cuyahoga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Cuyahoga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.cuyahogand.org. That's cuyahogand.org. We want you to consider Cuyahoga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
Let's ask Brock Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're in both. I mean, we are, you know, providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. As we receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect, but the energy industry, you know, we're trying to, you know, create energy independence here, you know, North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in, you know, in the state and in other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and the ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thinking about you lately, reminiscing, going crazy.
What's on your mind? Brought to you today in part by Coast Materials. This is Kane who? Kane?
This is Kane Brown.
Kane Brown. He's good. I love Kane Brown. Keep this going. If you're looking for more stability, maybe a change of scenery, the folks at Coast Materials have immediate openings. Ready-mix truck drivers with a current A or B CDL. Fargo and Grand Forks positions open now with excellent pay, benefits, safe, reliable equipment, relocation assistance also available. Join the Coast team. Become part of the Coast family and part of the community. They're locally owned, locally operated. been serving their customers quality products for 50 years. More information, visit coastmaterials.com, K-O-S-T, coastmaterials.com, or call 701-367-1759. We continue with Dinesh D'Souza. The book is called United States of Socialism, Who's Behind It, Why It's Evil, How to Stop It. Back to the book in a minute, but tell me about Trump Card. When are we going to see your new movie?
So I typically do the book and movie as a 1-2 punch, and the book is the argument, it has the references, and then the movie is a kind of emotional narrative. We're calling the movie Trump Card for the simple reason that I think Trump will be the defining figure in this whole election debate. And it's scheduled to come out first week of August. I'm very excited. The theater should be back in pretty much full swing by then. They're fully behind us. They're obviously eager to get people out. I think our people are a little sick of being cooped up, and we've basically seen with the protests that this, a lot of this stuff is propaganda. You know, you've got to stay home, you can't get out. So with prudence, I think people can get out. And we've got a movie I think will fire people up, educate them, inspire them, and swing over some independence into our camp.
Texter says, Dinesh, love your books. How will we safeguard the upcoming elections from the socialist corruption?
Well, the left ultimately, you know, they're a lot like the Venezuelan left, and they do all the things the Venezuelans do. In Venezuela, they have these paramilitary thugs on the street called colectivos. Hey, we have Antifa. You know, in Venezuela, they try to fix the election process. The left would love to try to do that now with various devices. Look, they can't do a lot of these things without our consent. So a lot of it is that our side has got to stop being wimps. We got to stop being invertebrates. And we've got to hold them accountable and, if necessary, in some cases, do to them what they're doing to us. So if they, you know, they go knock down our statues, hey, knock down their statues. I mean, think of it. There are plenty of racists in the Democratic Party. There's a huge statue to Stephen Douglas and the great champion of slavery standing in Chicago, untouched. Antifa isn't even being guarded because no one's attacking it. There are statues to FDR, LBJ, two notorious racists. So what I'm saying is that in some senses, our passivity is encouraging their aggression.
By the way, the new one we're going to be hearing about the next few days is Mary Poppins has been branded a racist by academics over the soot scene. Remember when they had the soot on their faces?
Oh, in the chimney.
Yeah, the chimney deal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was
blackface.
It was fiction. First of all, so I don't know now why they're, but you know, I just think, look, Teddy Roosevelt maybe said something here or there, and I don't know whether the statue should have had people you know, at his side on the horse rather than, you know, up close to him or him off the horse. I don't know, but can we ever just say it is what it was? And you know, while yeah, it's some bad things happened with slavery. Thankfully, a Republican, Abe Lincoln, our guy, fixed it, right? And now we're on. I mean, how do you have a conversation with people to say move on? But you know, not in their face. Just say, really, okay, it happened. Can we just talk about today? Why do we have to erase history? What is that? What's the underpinnings of that?
Well, see, I think this you're actually now making a mistake, and the mistake is this. It's kind of the same mistake that people make when they keep pointing out that the media is biased. The mistake you're making is you're presuming that the media is holding to some standard of objectivity, and you can kind of shame them by pointing out, for example, that they're doing differential treatment of, say, Trump and Obama. They know they're doing it. They don't care. They don't even believe in the objectivity you're appealing to. So similarly now, this is not about history. It's not about accuracy. It's not about what Teddy Roosevelt didn't do. The real goal is not even about Teddy Roosevelt. It's to intimidate us. It is to make us into worms. It's to force us to take a knee. It's to make us submit to their version of history. They want us to say that what they say is true, even if it's the exact opposite of what they said yesterday. So that's the point. I think we've got to realize what these people are up to and recognize that our challenge is a little more severe than we sometimes think. This is not ultimately a debate. It's a strategy of intimidation.
We only have a minute left. I want to know in 30 seconds why socialism is evil and then what you think we ought to do. What can the average, you know, heartland of America listener today do to combat this?
Basically, basically socialism is evil because it's a gangster operation. Conservatives used to say it'll never work because it's against human nature. No, it's not against human nature. Gangsterism is part of human nature. The idea that you can go to your neighbor's house and take his stuff is a constant challenge to mankind. Socialism legitimizes that by saying, hey, your neighbor's been stealing from you. You know, so let us, the state, go raid his stuff. We'll keep some of it for ourselves and we'll give the rest of it to you. There's obviously going to be a political constituency for that that goes, yeah, do it. And there's going to be a leadership of socialists who think, wow, if we do it, we're going to be ones commanding the reins of society. So socialism ultimately is about power and it's ultimately about stealing.
All right, hang tight 1 second. We're going to finish, and folks, listen, on the other side of the break, we'll talk to this. I have a couple of questions that have come in for you, and I want to get to the what people can do as well. So stay right there, Dinesh, if you would. And the listeners, you'll have your answers on the other side of the break. So stay close. Brought to you today by Oasis Petroleum. If you can't wait through the break to talk to us on the air, you can always call the Be the Buffalo hotline from Oasis Petroleum. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, celebrating the Be the Buffalo spirit of North Dakotans. 855-200-1776.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next-generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.